This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, December 20th through to December 27th, 2008. As Palestinians celebrate Christmas, Israeli army attacks on Gaza this week leave 7 Palestinians dead. These stories and more coming up. Please stay tuned. Let us begin our weekly report with the non-violent activities in the West Bank with IMEMC's George Rishmawi.
On Friday, Bilayin village residents located near the central West Bank city of Ramallah conducted their weekly protest against the Israeli annexation wall. Locals were joined by an international and Israeli peace activists for Friday's protest. The protesters marched to the village lands behind the illegal wall waving Palestinian flags and banners. Santa Claus also joined the protest today and congratulated Muslims for Al-Adha Eid and Christians for Christmas. When the demonstrators approached the gate of the wall, the Israeli army prevented them from crossing the main gate where soldiers were standing behind concrete blocks. When the protesters attempted to cross the gate, troops fired stun grenades, tear gas and rubber-coated metal bullets. The wounded were identified as Wael Fahmi, Nasser and Adib Abu Rahma. 3 Palestinian civilians were lightly injured and dozens suffered gas inhalation on Friday afternoon in an anti-wall protest organized by the village people of Na'lin, located near the central West Bank city of Ramallah. The village people were peacefully protesting Israel's illegal wall being built on their land. Local sources reported that Israeli troops blocked the village entrance in order to stop Israeli and international peace activists from joining the villagers in their protest. 3 were wounded as they threw rocks at the soldiers blocking the village's entrance, who responded by firing rubber-coated steel bullets. At least 200 Palestinians from Al-Ma'asara village located near the southern West Bank city of Bethlehem, supported by international and Israeli peace activists, protested against the Israeli annexation wall on Friday. The protest today was organized in the area Israel is building the illegal wall. The demonstration was led by the groom of a wedding party, Muhammad Zawahra. Bride Yasmin Zawahra was en route from the city of Bethlehem to the village when troops stopped her at the wall and attacked her. Eyewitnesses told IMEMC that Yasmin sustained mild injuries. Meanwhile, Israeli soldiers invaded the wedding party with tear gas and sound bombs. 2 civilians sustained mild injuries, and another 2 civilians were kidnapped by the One of those kidnapped told IMEMC that soldiers took him to a nearby military outpost. He was released after 2 hours, while the other kidnapped civilian was taken into a prison in Jerusalem. This week, local Christians and Muslims of Beit Sahur organized 2 days of activities for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. The activities of the Shepherd's Nights aimed at highlighting the need for protecting the lands celebrated as the place where the shepherds received the good tidings of the birth of Jesus and his birthplace. Activities were organized by the YMCA, the Palestinian Center for Rapprochement Between People, and its alternative tourism division, the Siraj Center. On Christmas Eve, celebrations began with an attendance of over 800 local residents and 60 internationals at the traditional prayers and carols held at sunset at the cave in the YMCA in the Shepherd's Field. This was followed by a night of music and entertainment in Beit Sahur. On Christmas Day, despite the cold and rain, over 200 people participated in an annual candlelight procession which starts at the land of the shepherds carrying messages of peace and freedom. This year, the procession moved from the Greek Orthodox Shepherd's Field to Oshgrab. Israeli Jewish-only colonial settlements now ring the Bethlehem-Beit Sahur area for the north, west, and south. Oshgrab is a Palestinian hill to the east that settlers want to occupy and complete the ring of settlements around the area. For IMEMC, this is George Shmawi.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas met this week with his Egyptian counterpart in Cairo, as Israeli Foreign Minister Tzipi Livni also met with the Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak. Meetings underway are aimed at containing the current increasingly volatile situation in Gaza. Dr. Mazin Kumseya explains.
Livni chose her visit to Cairo to announce that her government would initiate military action to stop the homemade shells fired from Gaza into nearby Israeli towns following the breakdown of a six-month truce that obligated Israel to keep the borders open. Egyptian mediators warned Israel against any military offensive in the coastal region that would harm Israeli-Egyptian diplomatic ties. Political analyst in Gaza, Talal Awkal, commented on the situation.
Perhaps some parties are making some mediation efforts, but for the election purposes, Israel wants more time for the situation on the ground to escalate further.
Israeli officials are currently engaged in preparations for the general elections in February. Israeli opposition leader Benjamin Netanyahu believes that what is required, measures of military action plus improving Gaza's economy. Outgoing Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert urged Israel's population, urged Gaza's population to reject the Hamas rulers who were outlawed by Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas after the party seized control in Gaza in June 2007. President Abbas, for his part, has been discussing with Egyptian officials possible ways to manage the situation following the end of a six-month ceasefire between Israel and Gaza-based resistance factions. Abbas addressed the Palestinians in his Christmas holiday speech this week, emphasizing his sadness at the current humanitarian situation in Gaza. On the ground in Gaza, UN officials warned of a looming humanitarian crisis unless Israel reopens commercial crossings. Abbas, who has engaged in peace talks with Israel since coming to power in 2005, called once again for a national unity dialogue with the ruling Hamas party in Gaza. During an interview with IMEMC's correspondent in Gaza this week, Hamas spokesman Ayman Taha confirmed that his ruling party will declare Abbas illegitimate leader after January 9, 2009. This is the deadline for Abbas's end of term in office. Later in the week, the Ofer Israeli military court sentenced the Secretary General of the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, Ahmed Sadat, to 30-year imprisonment because of his role and status as Secretary General of the organization. An Israeli army statement said the finding of guilt is based on Sadat's position within the PFLP and the general actions and structure of the organization. In March 2006, Sadat was kidnapped by Israeli soldiers in a controversial raid on Jericho prison where he was held. This week's decision to impose a 30-year sentence on Sadat was made despite Israeli prosecutors' decision to withdraw all charges against Sadat related to the assassination of Israeli tourism minister Rehavam Ze'evi in 2001. The PFLP had claimed responsibility for killing the right-wing Ze'evi, who advocated ethnic cleansing, in response to the killing of its own leader, Abu Ali Mustafa. On Monday, December 1, 2008, the Israeli Central Court in Jerusalem sentenced the head of the armed wing of the PFLP, Ahed Galama, to one life term and an additional 5 years for the assassination of Ze'evi. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas had denounced the decision, calling it unjust and without legal foundation. For IMEMC.org, this is Mazen Qumsiyya.
As the situation in Gaza grows tenser, the Israeli military this week killed 7 resistance fighters and wounded about 6 others, including women. Israeli military officials have announced a large-scale offensive on the coastal territory. From Gaza, Rami Al-Magari reports.
Israeli army officials threatened over the weekend that they would carry out a larger-scale military offensive on the Gaza Strip, officials said, in what would be a bid to end the Hamas rule in Gaza. Israeli Foreign Minister Tzevi Livni was quoted as saying that Hamas should be toppled by economic, political and military means. On the ground, the region this week saw Israeli air assaults as well as a series of homemade shells land in nearby Israeli towns. In Gaza, 7 people including resistance fighters were killed and at least 6 others wounded during Israeli air raids on eastern and northern Gaza Strip. In southern Israel, a number of slight injuries were reported due to the firing of dozens of homemade shells into nearby Israeli towns by Palestinian resistance groups. Tension in the coastal territory followed the end of a temporary six-month ceasefire that Egypt brokered in June. Efforts are currently underway to contain the situation in an attempt to renew the deal. Concurrently, all Gaza crossings remain closed, with a severe lack of essential goods and commodities such as flour. This blockade is contributing to a serious humanitarian crisis in the area. Bakeries Association in Gaza declared this week that the lack of flour will force Gaza's 47 bakeries to shut down, leaving 1.5 million residents without bread. Similarly, the United Nations Works and Relief Agency for Palestine Refugees, UNRWA, a main provider of food supplies to Gaza's 750,000 refugees, announced on December 18th that it had run out of wheat. Early this week, a Qatari ship, supervised by the Free Gaza Movement, docked at Gaza's abandoned sea port as the first Arab boat of solidarity with the besieged Gaza population. For over 18 months now, Israel has enforced a crippling closure on Gaza, which began on June 14, 2007, after the Islamist Hamas party gained power in the region amidst factional fighting with the Fatah Party of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. For IMEMC.org, this is Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
This week, the Israeli army conducted at least 25 military incursions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank. Attacks were reported in Bethlehem, Hebron, Nablus and Jenin. IMEMC's Samer Jaber with the details.
During this week's attacks, the Israeli army kidnapped 18 Palestinian civilians, including 4 children. The number of Palestinian civilians kidnapped by the Israeli army in the West Bank since the beginning of 2008 has now mounted to 2,329. On Friday, the Israeli army attacked the village Jayus, located near the northwest bank city of Tul Karem, injured 3 local boys. Local sources said that army troops attacked local youth, which led to clashes. During these clashes, medical source said that 3 sustained moderate wounds. On Sunday, Israeli troops stormed Al Karantina Medical Center in the old town of Hebron. They broke doors and searched and damaged the center. Meanwhile, another Israeli force moved into Bir al-Basha village, south of Jenin city. They raided the site of a transmission tower of Jawal, the Palestinian mobile company. They questioned a worker, Muhammad Yusuf Dakak, and left. Later in the week, Israeli troops invaded on Tuesday Al-Borj village southwest of Hebron. They raided and searched a number of houses and the building of the local council. They confiscated some documents and stickers from the building on the local council. For IMEMC.org, this is Samer Jaber.
As Bethlehem celebrated Christmas this week, the people living there continue to have to live with significant hardships. Meanwhile, the Palestinian authorities say that the number of tourists visiting the holy city have increased this year. IMEMC's Ghassan Banura has the story.
Bethlehem, the birthplace of Jesus, has the largest Palestinian Christian community in the West Bank. However, this year, their Christmas is not all that merry. Lai Ayad is a Palestinian Christian from Bethlehem who used to work as a tour guide in both Israel and Palestine. However, the Israeli government cancelled his work permit along with many other Palestinian guides in 2000. Despite increased tourism in Bethlehem this year, Lai Ayad remains unable to work as a guide.
Because I have no permission to work in Israel, I've lost most of my work. And now, I only make about 10% of what I used to make before, which affects me economically, especially during the Christmas celebration. Now, I can't buy a lot of the things I need, such as clothes for my wife and I. We can only afford things for our children now.
The economy in Bethlehem city depends for the most part on tourism and related work, such as souvenir manufacturing and retail shops to sell the products. Ronnie Dabash is the third generation of his family to run the family souvenir shop, located right next to the Church of the Nativity. Most tourists arrive as a part of a tour package sold by Israeli companies. These companies keep tourists from visiting shops like Ronnie's.
We are not seeing any tourists coming to this market near the Nativity Church. Because, as we said, the problem, the tourists, they are coming, visiting the church and direct to the bus. So we need the tourists to go all around Bethlehem. They should give them maybe half an hour free tour in Bethlehem. Shopping, to the restaurant, all over Bethlehem.
The holy city of Bethlehem is completely surrounded by the Israeli annexation wall and illegal settlements. Frequent Israeli army attacks on Bethlehem are effectively driving the local economy to the edge of collapse. To make the situation worse, the Israeli companies and tour guides detract tourists from local shops by telling them the city is too dangerous. For now, the increased number of tourists in Bethlehem is yet to translate into something meaningful to the residents living there. For IMEMC.org, this is Ghassan Barnoura.
And that was just some of the news this week in Palestine. For constant updates, please check out our website, www.imemc.org. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. This week's report has been brought to you by Hussam Kassis and Marcin Cole.